Everybody, what's up? Oh, dang, that's loud.
Sorry.
Dude, was that loud?
Sorry.
Oh, shoot, that was loud. Milo, was that loud? I think he said yes.
Dog ASMR.
Yeah, that's what's up. Oh, I scared him. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Better Together podcast. Wow, I like your enthusiasm.
Where we are always better together.
Dang.
Forever and always.
Dang, you like just turned that on. You're ready. Dude, you're ready. By the way, we just got back to Boca. And I'm leaving tomorrow. Today.
In a few hours.
Not even a few hours, like an hour. I know.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is not about me. This is about you guys because we want to make you happy and better together. So, Jess, I'm excited to have you on this podcast.
Yay!
By the way, so
I'm a huge fan.
Really?
Yes.
Thanks. You got my merch. Ooh, she's a nice friend. All right, I'm done. I gotta shut up. So I'm very excited about this podcast because I had a lot of fun shooting the last podcast. I remember the first time we ever did one, you were kind of nervous and you were like, oh, I don't know what to say.
I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. But this time around, how do you feel?
Excited?
Really? Oh, me too. But yeah, to anyone who doesn't know Jess, I've been friends with you for how long?
Since 2017.
Whoa, that's a long time.
That's a long
time. Really? 2017?
Wait, we kind of became friends like yesterday, 4 years ago.
Yes. Oh, I thought you meant like yesterday, legit. I was like, wait, what?
Yesterday was a great day for us.
I was like, I thought I was friends with you for the past 4 years. And then yesterday you're like, no, today is my friend. This is it. What the F? And so I'm very excited about this because there's so many things I just want to talk about with you. I feel like we always talk and we're always like chilling, whatever, and, you know, doing our stuff. But like to have a one-on-one conversation, it's always very special.
It's always fun
to have with you. So I'm excited about it. I said it like 30 times. But to anyone who doesn't know Jess is a YouTuber married to Gabriel Conti.
Yep. Yep. I'm Australian.
You're Australian. And what's a word? Like, because you're very good at decorating your house. Like, what are you? House? What is that word called?
I wouldn't call myself an interior designer.
I think you are.
I like interior design.
I think you should aim for that because I want you to get my apartment looking nice for my next girlfriend.
Oh. Ooh, you hear that, guys?
Yeah. Please date me. Please don't. Okay. Anyways.
Cheers.
So cheers to that. So what do you want to talk about, Jess? Like, I feel like I didn't have much time to prepare for this. I shouldn't have said that on the podcast. No. I actually want to talk about this.
Okay.
So like I said before, Jess, I really admire your, what is it, house decor? Decor? Dicker?
Decker.
Double decker sandwich?
Decor, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What got you into that? Because I feel like a lot of the time when I go to your house, anywhere you've lived, anytime I've visited your house or your condo, it's always been very aesthetically pleasing to look at. Where do you get your inspiration from and what got you into that?
I don't know if I have a full answer. Like, I just think I've always been into decorating since I was little. I was telling you guys yesterday, I think, that when I was in preschool, I wanted to be a builder.
Really?
When I was older. Do you not remember that conversation?
Sorry.
He's like, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay.
Okay. Anyway, my point being, when I said builder when I was in preschool, I think what I meant was like decorating a house and designing it. Mm-hmm. And so I think I've just always loved it. Now, like living in America, being far from Australia, my love for decorating is that I want it to feel homey, like Australia to me. So like when we built this house, there was a lot of random things that I was like, this is something that is really popular in Australia, so I'm going to do it here.
Wow.
So
I
it
thought
like
of that.
Helps me feel homey.
And do you just find that inspiration through, where do you find that inspiration through, like Pinterest or
Pinterest.
Something? Is that where the majority of it comes from?
Yeah, or like different Instagram pages or like, but mostly Pinterest.
Whoa, that's awesome. So, another question, because I told you I want my place to be looking nice.
Uh-huh.
Do you look for certain styles for different locations depending on, you know, if you had a house in Florida, right? You have to somewhat have the house look like it's part of Florida in a sense, right? Do you think that's important?
No.
Really?
Florida has a pretty like popular, distinct style.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say that this house is Florida style.
Okay.
So I don't think you need to like stick to a certain style.
Okay. So do you think I can have like a cabin house here in
Boca? Sure. Have whatever you want. No. Here in Florida? So you're going to, what are you saying?
Wait, whoa. I'm not moving here. No, I want to eventually someday. Just not yet. I love California still. Actually, talking about Florida, how's the move been for you from California to Florida? You've moved a lot in your lifetime. Uh-huh. Like, you've gone from Australia to California to Florida now, mm-hmm. and to someday New York.
Oh, that's new. I so would.
Okay.
Yeah, I also moved a lot, like, as a kid. Like, I'm very used to moving. I lived in 3 different cities before leaving Australia. So
really?
Yeah. Anyway,
how do you get used to moving around?
I think I just got used to it because we moved because of my dad's job, and I'm really close with my family, so I don't know.
Actually, you go. Okay. I wanted to ask you this because there's a certain level of vulnerability that is needed every time you move to a new place or a new country or a new town. What's kept you strong with your spirit every time you've moved to a new location? Because to a certain sense, you're starting over every time. Mm-hmm. How did you build that character to be vulnerable and start over in each city or each state or each country?
I think, first of all, I just trust that, like, where I am is where God wants me to be.
Wow.
But also, I moved to Florida because I'm married to Gabe, and like, even if I miss Australia and that type of thing, like, that just being with Gabe makes it worth it because we hated doing long distance. So yeah, I don't really question it. I just know that, like, I'm with Gabe and that's who I want to be with. Did that answer the question?
Yeah. How about in, like, moving to the United States? What was that feeling like?
It all happened so quickly. Like, that is also really hard for me to remember. But I think that my main thing that I struggled with was that I was leaving my family. So I had never moved out of my parents' house until I left the country. Whoa. So that was just, like, a huge adjustment for my parents and my siblings. You know, like, I never, like, moved out to an apartment or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely difficult. And we were under the impression that I would get my U.S. residency within 6 months of moving. And so we kept saying to my family, like, no, it's fine. Like, we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was 2.5 years. So it was definitely the most difficult thing I've ever done. But again, like, I'm with Gabe. I'm married to Gabe. Yeah. So
what did that independence feel like when you move from family to by yourself? Obviously, you weren't by yourself, but
I was with Gabe. Yeah,
you were with Gabe, but what's that transition like?
I think if I had done it by myself, it would have been a lot more lonely.
Really?
But because I had Gabe, like, he introduced me to you, and, like, you know, he introduced me to his friends, and yeah, I think if I did it by myself, it would have been a lot more difficult, but it definitely helped, like, moving into his apartment and that type of thing.
Wow, that's really good. So I feel like you have a lot of tips about long distance because, you know, you laugh. Well, obviously, I know you have a lot of tips about long distance because you've done international dating.
Yes.
I think that's a really hard thing to dive into. And so I'll be honest, like, I'll be straight up honest. There's been times where I've wanted to do long distance internationally, but I haven't had the guts to pull through on it. What gave you the guts to pull through on something like that?
I had never met a guy like Gabe.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's my boy. Air dab. He's behind us.
Yeah, I mean, from the day I met him, I told my mom that I was going to marry him someday. And so it was, like, no question for me to want to try long distance.
Wow.
But it was difficult.
Wow.
I wouldn't recommend, if you don't have to do it, don't do it.
Whoa. Also, we have... Dude, we have another microphone, which you can, like, tag into Gabe if you want to later. Gabe should be in the podcast later. Nah, I'll let her
talk.
Yeah, sure.
She's going to let me talk for a little bit.
Yeah, but what's, like, the most valuable lesson you've learned from taking action in a long-distance relationship? If you were to name, like, 3 things.
Okay. First thing, which I feel like is very common in any relationship, but it's communication. It is so easy doing long distance to just text the whole time, but texting so easily can be, like, misread. And so a lot of the things that Gabe and I did was like send the voice messages on iMessage.
That's nice.
Or we would FaceTime, even if it was like for a few minutes, just to FaceTime and see your face or like hear their voice instead of a text. So that was number one. And number two would be trust. I think like with long distance, you're kind of forced into having to trust that person. And for Gabe especially, he was really hurt before meeting me.
Yeah.
And so it was a lot for him to go like, okay, I'm gonna just trust this girl that I've known for a few weeks.
Wow.
And so it was really important for me to
communicate that trust.
Yeah, and to show him, kind of go out of my way to make sure that, sorry, it was important for me, to show Gabe that he could trust me.
Wow. And then third? So it was communication, trust.
Okay, this one might sound kind of weird, but the third one would probably be just not taking my time with him for granted.
Wow.
Even now, like, you know, all couples get annoyed with each other and stuff, but I still catch myself going like, wow, at least we're not doing long distance. Wow. You know what I mean? So that would probably be my third thing. I'm just like still to this day very grateful that we get to wake up next to each other and spend every day together. And I think distance definitely taught me that.
So talking about long distance and doing things online, what creative things did you do with Gabriel that kept the relationship going?
Through long distance?
Through long distance. That maybe you could tell other people to do.
This isn't even for long distance, but just for relationship.
She does what I do now. Rewind. Sorry.
Just for relationships in general, I feel like we still do this now. We both try and practice each other's love languages.
Wow.
And so like we would write each other letters because that both means a lot to us. Gabe is words of affirmation. And so I would always try and practice that and like, wow, this video is so good. Or, you know, it could be anything. So we did that. But yeah, we did a lot of FaceTime. I cannot recommend FaceTime enough.
Was that because your love language is quality time? What are your love languages?
Quality time.
Yeah.
Physical touch, words of affirmation.
Did any of those switch after getting married?
Yeah, that's what they are now. I can't remember what they were before, but I know they switched a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we were really lucky with our long distance. The furthest we were apart was 6 weeks.
Really?
Which like for America to Australia was really good.
Especially California.
Yes.
That's what you meant, right?
No.
Oh.
Especially California.
Well, yeah, because you're closer.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my bad.
Anyway, so sometimes randomly I would come home and like Gabe had delivered flowers, like had sent flowers to me, which was always really nice. Like, I'm like, oh, he's thinking of me today.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that was like 5 years ago.
That was 5 years ago?
I'm trying to remember, but that was a long time ago.
At that age, did you think you knew what you were jumping into?
Mm-mm, not at all.
So what would you tell your younger self at that point when, you know, she's like, oh, I'm jumping into this long distance relationship?
I mean, I knew that I was jumping into a long distance relationship, but I, you know, like we met, got engaged and married all in the same year. And I definitely wasn't expecting that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because that year was so crazy and fast, I would just tell myself to like try and remember, like just to take it all in.
Wow.
Like we were early engaged for 3 months and I like can't remember that season of life just because it was so quick. I've always,
I don't know if it's going to change. It might change, but I've always been interested in international relationships because I think there's a huge part of like culture that is very important to me because my family's from Chile.
Yeah.
And I really want my kids to just know that there's a different part of the world, that it's not just America in
right.
this bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you dated Gabriel, were there so many things that he just didn't know about Australia? Like how was introducing a whole new world to him and his family.
Whole new world.
That's what's up. I knew you were going to say that.
It was so much fun.
Really?
And it's still so much fun. Like, even a rant, like an Australian slang that I say that he doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. Like, 5 years later, I'm like, oh, this is, you know, it's fun, like, still teaching him stuff. And he still teaches me stuff about America that I, like, don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was really fun.
Are your kids going to be Australian?
Yes.
Like, 100% Australian? Like, get the citizenship from Australia?
They will be dual citizens.
That's what's up.
But I hope they have an Aussie accent.
You want them to?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd have to bring them to Australia to gain that accent?
Mm-hmm. If they were here, they would definitely have an American accent.
Oof.
Oof.
So what are you going to do? Bring them to school in Australia or what?
I'm going to homeschool them.
Wow. Did you ever did you ever want to? How about like going, like, why choose homeschool over, because you've gone to like actual school. Why do you want to homeschool?
I mean, we'll definitely see how it goes. Yeah. Like, I may change my mind.
You might be like, dude, these kids suck. Go to school.
Go to school. But just hearing about Gabe's experience with school, it was so different to mine. And I, for the most part, I had a really great school experience until like a bit of my high school, where, you know, girls get mean and it just gets like, weird. But Gabe, just like his friend group, are all so close. They've been close since they were little. And I don't know. I feel like some people have like a weird opinion about homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, homeschoolers, you know.
Yeah.
But I met Gabe and his friends and they're just like,
so united.
Yeah. So kind and like they're normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I always thought it was cool. Like, Gabe had time, like he would do his homeschooling like in the morning and then he'd have time to like, mm-hmm, practice filming a video or something like that in the afternoon. And so I really like that. But
the free time,
realistically, we want to homeschool because we plan to be in both countries.
Wow.
So that just would make it easier.
Wow, that's crazy. Actually, I wanted to ask you about this because you were talking about the unity within Gabe's friend group, and then you're constantly moving everywhere, and I obviously your best friend from Australia is Jess. There's another, yes, Jess. It's not just Jess. There's like two Jesses. So if you get confused, let's talk Disney Jess and then Jess YouTube, right? What should we call
Jess
it?
Jess Conti.
Jess Conti. Why didn't I just say that? Anyways.
Jess YouTube? Sebastian YouTube?
But okay, question. For what kept you so close with Jess? What gives, like, if you were to give a tip for someone who moves so much, like, I have a hard time, you know, having connections with my friends from high school, having connections with people that I've met in elementary school. Like, I don't even think I have a friend from high school right now to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Why have you guys been friends for so long?
I feel like you just meet some people that you're like, oh, they're like the best person in the world. And that's how I see her. Like, I just think she's the cutest, best person, kindest person in the whole world. So like, I'm not friends with everyone that I've, mm-hmm, met. You know, like you, yeah, said that you're not friends with people from high school.
Yeah.
But with her, I just, sometimes you just have like that connection. Like, she's more like family to me then.
So do you feel like you've ever had to put a lot of effort when you had to move away? Or it's something where it's like you come back and it's like nothing has ever changed?
Well, yeah. Like, whenever we see each other, it's like nothing has ever changed. Mm-hmm. But you still need to put effort in. Like, you need to be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, this is a long story.
Yeah, go for it.
No, it's okay.
We're on a podcast. You can say whatever the heck you want.
I know. I'm used to like saying stuff and having to like,
yeah, cut it
because of a YouTube video. Jess and I have been like long distance friends basically forever because I moved away from her when I was 8. So we've always like known to like call each other or like go on like Skype, you know. So yeah, we've like always done that our whole friendship basically.
Wow.
And now, even now, you know, we like FaceTime each other at least like once a month probably, and then text each other all the time. Wow. So you still have to be intentional with it.
Yeah.
But she's the best.
Do you think that friendship influenced your relationship with Gabriel because it taught you how to stay in touch with others?
I've never thought about it, but probably.
Because how many times have you moved? You've moved 3 times in Australia? and then once to America, and then like twice in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's insane, dude. That's insane. I just, because
you've moved.
I've moved, but I've had a hard time like making, like creating, sticking to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Even with you guys, when you guys left, I mean, how many times have I called you? Barely. I barely call you guys, but I feel bad about it. But it's also because there's so much, like, I know you guys have your own lives and I have my own life. And
I think it's different being an adult too.
Yeah. Why?
Well, you're not just like in high school doing like the same routine. And I don't know, adults just like have their own lives,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's busy.
Mm-hmm.
But you do a great job.
I hope so, because I feel like that was my biggest fear. I was just like, I need to work hard on this relationship, because when you know like someone has like when you can see the value of a friendship,
mm-hmm.
you really have to put an effort. When you see that value, it convicts you to make an effort, because you don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
Because there's some people that, like, you know, you click with, and then if you just stop talking, it kind of just disappears. So do you think there's always a level of intentionality that is needed to stick with any relationship?
Mm-hmm. Intentionality is one of my favorite words.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I just think you need to be, well, I always strive to be a more intentional person in like everything that I do, whether it's my faith.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be more intentional about my devotion time, my prayer,
mm-hmm.
Be more intentional in my work and like creating better content, be more intentional in my friendships,
mm-hmm.
Intentional in my marriage.
Does that ever tire you?
I wouldn't say so.
Wow. Why do you think no?
I actually don't know.
Do you think it's because of the fruits that you receive from that? That it gives Maybe. You kind of like energy in a sense?
I mean, you always ask really deep questions, Sebastian.
Sorry.
That I'm like not prepared for.
Dude, I'm sorry about that. I don't mean to do that.
No, it's okay.
I just really like to hear what you got to say, because I feel like, you know, when I talk to you or Jess, I mean, or Jess, I'm talking to you right now. But when I talk to you or
Jess,
like,
YouTube.
Yeah, Jess YouTube. When I talk to Jess and Jess YouTube. No, but when I talk to you or Gabe, I think the reason I get deep with people like you is because you guys have had always like a major influence on me, and you've always done it in a subconscious manner. It's not like you preach it to me and then like I apply that to my life, you know? And so I always wonder, like, what is that motivation? What is that thing that within you guys, I always want to know. Okay, this is how I'm going to phrase it. I always want to find out what is someone's motive and what is the drive from that motive?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's very few people in this world that you meet that impact you, not by speaking or preaching, but by actions. And you guys have always done that,
Aww.
You know, always, always, always done that. So I always wonder, like, okay, yeah, like that's why I ask these deep questions, because I want to apply those things to my own life and be aware, like self-aware of like, okay, that's how I need to be, or that's what I need to practice to create that, I guess, create that safe zone for somebody else that I meet in my lifetime. So does that make sense or no?
Yeah, it does. Because I feel like whenever you meet someone, you're always trying to like ask really good questions.
Yeah, sorry.
And no, what? Don't say sorry.
I don't know.
It's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
Thanks. But I feel like a lot of the times it also makes people feel uncomfortable, because, you know, getting deep is it's a certain sense of like, well, it is vulnerability.
Yeah.
And people, especially when you're doing it on camera, you always want to say the right thing because you're afraid of what someone else is going to think about and whatever.
Yeah, I think like when the camera turns off, I'll be like, oh, that would have been a better answer.
Like I should have said that or whatever. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day,
it happens naturally.
I think it happens naturally. Like, you know, anytime when I used to get bullied in like high school, I'd be like picked on and someone would say like, you're this. And then like when I'd get home, I was like, I should have said this to them. And like effing like.
You're in the shower and the next morning you're like, oh, this would have been a sick thing to say.
Like a sick comeback. But you're just the idiot at the end of the day. Just kidding. But like, I just want to like go back to that, because I don't know. Do you think how much of an, I personally, from what I've seen from you, especially your faith has been such a huge factor of like the heart you have for others and the grace that you give other people, because no joke, like you are one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Sam.
No, I'm not saying it in like to suck up or anything like that.
Just because like, the camera's on.
Yeah. I hope she says go subscribe to my channel. Just kidding. No, but I really appreciate your relationship with me because I, like I said before, I think your faith has really impacted your personality and who you are. And I think when people meet you, people are surprised at how nice you are. How much of an impact has your faith had in who you are as a person?
I would say it's everything.
And why do you allow it to have an impact on you? Why do you allow it to influence you?
Do you have an answer for yourself?
Yes. I think it's because I knew who... I love how you interview me all the time. but I allow my faith to influence me because I've never been able to experience a love like no other in the sense of giving it to people. I think there's been, before I met Jesus, there's been so many moments in my lifetime where I had the opportunity to change someone's life or to be an impact on someone or mm-hmm. to lead someone in a positive way. And after I met Jesus and I knew what Jesus did through the actions of my friends, it motivated me to want to share that with others. So the reason I allow my faith to influence me is because I want to give people the opportunity of experiencing a love like no other. Mm-hmm. Not in the sense of spitting scriptures out at someone's face, but being like, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to your problems. I'm going to listen to your heart. I'm going to listen to what you got to say, what's going on in your life. And I'm just going to pray for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to root on for you. And I learned that a lot through Uber, because when I first came out to California, I didn't have a car, so I was always going on Uber.
I remember.
Yeah, I had you even saw me when I got my new car, like you. Mm-hmm. And so every time I was in California, I was given someone, I think I read it in a book or somewhere, but it's like, I have the privilege of meeting somebody new every day in an Uber. Like I have the privilege mm-hmm. of like meeting you or Gabe or anybody, because it's always a new opportunity to hear someone's story and let them impact you in a certain way. And obviously you need wisdom and you have to have like, you have to be wise enough to know who to let into your heart and who not to. Mm-hmm. But when I was able to experience the love from you guys and when I was able to experience the love from you guys, that really motivated me to ask questions and be like, okay, why are they acting this way? And whatever they have, I want to share that with others. So does my answer make sense or
yeah,
not? So
yeah, yeah.
What allows you or what motivates you to allow your faith to influence you?
Well, I think it's the same that you said, like you want people to feel the same love like that Jesus gives. Mm-hmm. And there was a time in my life where I wasn't as close to God, like as I am now. And then I came back. I mean, it wasn't like super drastic, but like I came back and my faith was stronger than ever. And just experiencing God's love, it's like, yeah, you just want like everyone to experience that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
good luck.
No, dude, are you kidding me? It's been great. Dude, I love doing these podcasts because it's so much fun. And you give great answers. Dude, thanks for answering those questions, Jess.
Seb, thank you so much for having me on the Better Together podcast, where you're always better together.
Where we're always better together. I want to add more people into the podcast.
Because better together.
I want to just talk about this
real quick.
All
right, fine. I'll get in. It's whatever.
Okay. I want all of you guys to sit down.
Okay, hold on. Right.
Okay. So it's Jake's. By the way, Jake's been on the podcast before. Jake, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
It's our last minutes in the pod, like our last minutes,
our last 11 minutes,
10,
last
10 11 to 15 minutes,
yeah, 11
sharing
minutes.
Time with each other before we go back to California.
Oh,
so
wow.
What values, I'm going to ask this question, what have you learned from friendship within these past couple of days? Like what's like something new you've learned within, like,
I have an answer.
What?
I think, I don't know, I'm realizing the importance of having, as a creative person, I may have talked about this a little bit with you, but as a creative person, having community around you who like does the same thing. Cause like, I don't know, as a creative person, you're better together. Whoa. Oh, bring it full circle. As creative people, you are better like in a community, encouraging each other and building each other up in what you do. I don't know. Maybe I'm wording it badly, but I don't know. I just really have found the importance in that and being able to share, even when you're not like creating specifically, just having people who are like-minded in that way and being able to bounce ideas and have conversations that are really healthy and uplifting in that environment with people who are kind of the same mindset and same like creative spirit and stuff.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
What did you learn, Jake?
Ditto, bro. I mean, that's a big thing for me too. I think just like being around people who I line up with like creatively and in interests and values is always really refreshing. I feel like this is one of the biggest like words that comes to mind.
Yes.
And yeah, I like how the ways that like we're all similar in a lot of ways, but we're different.
Yeah.
Each of us too, and it's fun.
I've been very surprised the amount of patience you guys have had with me these past 2 weeks. Because I feel like I'm a ball of energy. I'm not trying to be cocky.
Dude, I'm just as surprised.
Dude.
Pat on our back.
I'm surprised. I'm so surprised because like I feel like Gabe like understands like my... Because I've hung out with Jake, but Jake's never hung out with me this long. And so... True. And you guys...
Good
I mean,
7 days.
Yeah, good 7 days. And like Jess understands me. Gabe understands me because we went on the road for like a month on tour. So like you guys understood like my personality to a certain sense.
Dude, you love talking about that tour.
I do. You know what? I had a great time on tour, even though I got super sick. But I really love talking to every fan and whatever. But not that it's whatever. But Jess, what have you learned from spending time these past couple of days? Because it's just crazy, you know? We don't live in freaking... You guys don't live in California anymore.
Same state anymore.
Yeah, we don't live in the same state. But it's just weird because like before, I used to take this all for granted. Like I would just come over to your apartment complex and just hang out and we'd just do whatever, watch movies or whatever. And so now that it's like, oh, we only have a short amount of time to like really hone in and like value every second. If I were to mention one thing I've been surprised about this 2 weeks is like the patience you guys have with me because... yeah, there's some people that like pass that limit or like get tired of like, you know, having someone in the house constantly 24/7 and you know, some people really enjoy having their alone time.
We're never tired of you, Sebastian.
Thanks, I appreciate
because
that.
Because we are better together.
But Jess, what have you learned?
That we're really excited to take you to the airport tonight.
Yeah.
What that's what I've learned.
What the?
No, I mean, I don't think I've learned it this trip, but something that Gabe and I talked about especially like once we left LA was just that even now in like our first trip back to LA a few months ago, we were so, this word again, intentional. Yeah. Like we were so much more intentional with hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
Whereas like, yeah, you would just always come over and it would just be like, oh, we're just like chilling. And like hanging out and chilling is so nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would just say that I don't know, right? I feel like we're a bit.
Oh sorry.
Finish.
No. One thing that Jake mentioned a few times was like, Jess, you had this itinerary planned, which goes along with the word intentional that you really planned out. And we all really tried to make these few weeks very intentional to make the most out of our time together, which I think is really cool. Tying that back around just to those conversations of like, man, we had everything kind of like, it was perfectly mapped out. Jess did so well making sure that everything was like done the right way for us to like not be too stressed trying to make sure we're going everywhere, but have good, exciting things for us to all take part in and do together.
Yeah.
So, babe, you're super intentional and I'm a lucky dude.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Do you guys want to say anything else? Jake, you guys, anything else to say?
That's pretty much it. I just feel like you guys, I love you guys, and you guys are like easy to be around, man.
Yeah.
You guys are like.
You guys can't leave. We're better together.
Seb, get in here.
Better together, Seb.
I'm not a big physical touch guy.
Oh. Shut up.
Okay.
Oh, let's go. Help me. But yeah, I just want to say thanks for, I know I'll probably sob. No, I don't sob. I'm a man. Just kidding. Real men cry. But
I'll send in the video if he sobs.
But I really am like, I don't know. Obviously, I always give like those mini speeches right before I go or whatever. But I just wanted to like kind of put it on camera. Like, I really do appreciate like these past 2 weeks getting to spend time with you guys. And like, yeah, it's like you forget what you have. Like, mm-hmm. not that I forgot it, but it's like when you reinstate yourself in that environment that you haven't been in for so long, you are reminded about the value of it. And how, I think one of the things I really appreciated this whole time I've been spending time with you guys is how I've really been able to be myself. Like, not just be like, oh, am I crossing boundaries? Am I doing this? Oh, I'm going to be quiet here, be there. It's like when you guys have so much patience, the sense of like, all right, we're going to let him be himself and he might cross the line and we'll let him know here and there, but like, we won't like be mad at him because we love him for who he is. I've really learned to appreciate that. Even with Jake, I'm so surprised that you've been able to handle me within these past 7 days.
You're easy to be around, man.
Yeah.
Because these past 7 days, I've been myself. I was just being like, I just like being stupid. And you guys love...
Finish what you were saying.
No, that's it.
No, I had one more question. I just want to know what your favorite part of the trip was.
Mm. Oh, man. My favorite part of the trip was actually being in the hotel room after like
that
the whole night.
That was mine too.
Yeah. Like, after we went to Disney and we did everything, it's like when we just like chill in our room, we're just like hanging out, talking and like doing dumb, stupid things.
So fun.
Yeah. It was just cool having connecting hotel rooms because I've never done that. But like, I love being able to just like walk into your room and be like, what are we doing today? And then like walk out to my room and then you guys would walk into our room. Like the other day when I think it was like on the second or third day, you guys came into our room and we're like, whoa.
I know. I love
having
that too.
Friends over.
Like,
yeah.
We brought in snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Anyways, this is the end of the podcast. We got to go to the airport right now.
Oh, yeah. So, it's 7:19.
Yeah. It's 7:19.
Guys,
so we got to balance.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us. You guys have been so generous and sweet. And it's been so fun. And just the itinerary.
Oh,
it's perfectly
so
put
smooth.
Together.
Come back anytime.
Yeah.
We will.
I start crying.
April 18th, foreshadowing.
Yeah. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Hopefully. I don't know. Just kidding. I have to do it.
Come on, baby. We got it.
Dude, Mama raised no baby.
You failed it already.
Yeah, I did. Shoot. I'm cutting that out. Anyways.
April 18th.
Yeah. Thanks for watching the Better Together podcast.
Where we are always better together.
And also.
And strong apart.
Yeah, stronger apart. Whoa.
No,
strong apart
better
still,
together.
But better together.
We're strong.
Strong apart, but better together.
Wow.
I say that because you guys are leaving.
New merch.
Oh.
Even in distance, always in heart.
Wow.
I liked it. Always at heart. It was good.
Wait. Strong apart, but better together. And even in distance, we're always together. No.
No.
I said together twice.
Better together.
We'll figure it out for the next merch launch that Seb's going to do.
Anyways, thanks for watching the Better Together podcast. We'll see you guys later. And subscribe to these fools and follow them. And
subscribe
to this fool.
That's what's up.
Subscribe.
I'll see you guys later. Peace out.
Peace out.